This is the WHL This Week radio edition presented by the Western Hockey League. Here's your host, John Keane.
And welcome to the show. We have a busy one this week with several guests post-trade deadline across the WHL. A couple of blockbuster deals for two competing teams for the Edmonton Cup went down late Sunday. We'll hear from those players involved, Olin Zellweger and Ryan Hofer, as well as Zach Ostapchuk on the move. That is coming up along with a recap of some of the other major moves. WHL launching WHL Behind the Scenes 2023. Road to Nashville. It's a new docuseries set to drop, profiling the league's top draft eligible players. Greg Gardner's with the WHL. He'll explain more. And Moose Jaw Warriors forward Atlee Calvert has been named the WHL Player of the Week. 5 goals and 8 points in 3 games. He'll wrap up the show. First up, the Kamloops Blazers and Everett Silvertips came together on a massive move late Sunday. World Junior 2-time gold medalist Olin Zellweger and overage forward Ryan Hofer going to the Memorial Cup hosts in exchange for a big package that included 4 first-round picks. Zellweger met with the media following his first practice with his new team.
What did you make of the trade? Were you surprised at all, and especially landing here in Kamloops?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, you don't expect trades ever, but, you know, they happen. They're part of hockey. So, yeah, it's exciting to be traded, and especially to an organization like this where there's a lot of great players and a lot of good opportunity. I do know that there's definitely some chemistry between us on the ice. You know, I already feel comfortable playing with those players, even though we haven't played in blue and orange yet. So, it's always good when you have some chemistry, you know some other players, you have some familiarity going into the games.
Olin, you come in here, you know, there was talk about him needing a top-flight defenseman. You were on the ice for the gold medal goal with Connor Bedard and Logan Stankoven. You guys didn't on the ice together, but you were a threesome, and now you have two of those three here in the building. That's got to be pretty cool.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, Logan's a great player. Obviously, you guys know that, and being on the ice there and with Team Canada with him is always really fun. You know, we've had a few events together, and he's a great teammate and a great player.
You come in here, and you obviously know there's been these super teams being formed, it seems like, around the WHL and the CHL. You know, you look at all your World Junior teammates here. Are you surprised to see sort of it almost feels like the NBA here from a few years ago with everybody coming together?
Yeah, I mean, you can get all the players in the world, but it's, you know, how tight the group is and how bought in everyone is, I think, is the real key to finding success on the ice. So, I mean, a lot of really good teams in the league. Every team can win games. So I'm looking forward to tomorrow night and meshing with the group.
What do you make being part of a Memorial Cup host? I mean, you want to earn your way there, of course, here, but you'll be there.
Yeah, that's an exciting opportunity. Obviously, I'm sure they've been preparing, you know, very intensely for that opportunity. And yeah, like you said, I think you want to earn your way there. You want to obviously, you know, compete in playoffs as far as you can go, and ultimately try to win the league. I think, you know, that's my goal for the team coming in here, and you know, being a host is always really cool as well.
You played 28 minutes in the gold medal game. They say you're tireless here. Do you get tired out there?
I mean, you know, sometimes playing a lot in back-to-back games, especially in the WHL. But, yeah, I didn't skate for like a week since the gold medal game. So, you know, I was getting my legs going today a bit. So, it was good.
Going back to Everett all of a sudden Friday night, which is crazy. You'll play against the Giants here, of course, but what's that going to be like going back home and going back and playing that team?
Yeah, I think obviously I'll be, I think, an emotional game a little bit, but I played a lot of hockey there. You know, I know a lot of people and billets, you know, coaches, friends, teammates. It's a lot to be traded away from something you're so familiar with, but you know, I'm excited to play them. You know, it'll be a good game for sure.
Okay. Welcome to Kamloops, Olin. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Ryan Hofer is one of the top 5 goal scorers in the WHL. He's the other big get in the deal. He was asked about getting a chance to play in a Memorial Cup this spring.
Yeah, feels really special. My older brother was in one too with Swift Current Broncos, so to be able to kind of follow in his footsteps, so to say, and experience that myself. It'll be good for the team, myself, and the family too. So,
you've had a really good offensive season. I think you're tied in fifth in the league in goals right now, and that's maybe, you know, something you've worked on here. You're a big guy with good touch. You know, I think back to a goal you scored in Winnipeg or a goal you scored in Brandon this year. Is this something that, you know, you've figured out, or is this something you've always had?
I've always loved scoring goals, so with my bigger size, I think it's a plus to be able to have some offensive flair, so definitely something I always work on, so we're going to try and keep that up.
Blazers went after you, they targeted you, that's got to make you feel good that, you know, you're a guy that, you know, for a Memorial Cup team, they wanted to add.
It does, it definitely feels special, the way the trade went down, kind of how big it was, so I definitely feel special coming here.
Finally, for me, your debut, wow, could be in Everett. And you smile when you say that, because who would have thought that would be the case, trending towards playing back in your home rink? What will that be like?
I don't know. It'll be goosebumps for sure, right? That's where it started. So they got a place in my heart because they helped me develop and kind of become the player I am today in person. So it'll be cool going back.
The Winnipeg Ice snagged Vancouver Giants captain Zach Ostapchuk, fresh off a World Junior gold medal. A day after the big deal, he spoke with voice of the ice, Brian Munns.
What's it mean for you to join your good friends, Matthew Savoy, Owen Peterson, and the rest of the Winnipeg Ice today?
Yeah, obviously super pumped. I'm very happy that I was able to land in Winnipeg here. And yeah, just excited to kind of get on the plane and get going with the team. So really thrilled.
So much to talk to you about, and we'll have more of an opportunity when you actually land in Winnipeg to expand on things. But before we get to the World Junior Hockey Championship, maybe just walk us through what the last 24 to 48 hours have been like for you since getting back from the East Coast.
Yeah, I've actually been hanging out in Toronto here at my girlfriend's place, and yeah, kind of just relaxing and obviously, yeah, busy couple days for me here. Yeah, so I'm just kind of excited to get back into my normal routine here in the next couple days. And yeah.
Do you feel like the reality of the real world is back yet, or are you still on that gold medal high?
It's starting to come back a little bit here. It's been a couple days, but I mean, yeah, it was obviously a crazy couple days after the tournament. Yeah, I've had a lot of fun in the last couple days, but now it's time to get back to business. So
today's obviously the trade deadline coming up this afternoon. How much of a relief was it for you when you got the phone call that you knew you were coming to the ice and you could kind of put the questions behind you?
Yeah, obviously, I didn't want to wait till last second. I was happy and fortunate enough that the deal was able to get done two days ago. So, I mean, yeah, I'm very excited, and yeah, I am glad that it's over with.
When we announced the trade two nights ago, now it was right after the Portland game, and Matthew Savoy was with us post-game. You told me before we started the interview that you're close to Owen Peterson as well. What does it mean to have those guys now as teammates with the relationship that you guys have off ice growing up?
Yeah, I mean, those are two of my best buddies in the whole world. So, yeah, it's going to be really nice to go to battle with them every night. Obviously, I played a lot of years with Matt there. So, I mean, and we'd always play against Petey. So, I mean, to get Petey on our side, too, it's going to be fun.
The Seattle Thunderbirds acquired Kelowna Rockets captain Colton Dock 3 days before the deadline. Dock, who suffered a shoulder injury at World Juniors, should be ready to play before the end of the regular season. The Thunderbirds also snuck in a late deal to acquire the rights of Arizona Coyotes forward and World Junior golden goal scorer Dylan Gunther. Two players were reassigned this past week from the American Hockey League to bolster two WHL clubs. Brad Lambert, a first-round pick of the Winnipeg Jets, was reassigned to the Seattle Thunderbirds, adding yet another weapon to one of the top teams in Canada. The Portland Winterhawks, meanwhile, received Chaz Lucius from the Winnipeg Jets organization. Lucius, an American-born player, he scored 5 times for the U.S. at the World Juniors, the 18th overall pick by the Jets in his NHL draft year. A full list of transactions is available online at WHL.ca.
From the drop of the puck to the Ed Chenault Cup, this is the WHL This Week Radio Edition.
Well, it's called WHL Behind the Scenes 2023 Road to Nashville, featuring all the top draft eligible players from the WHL ahead of this summer's NHL entry draft. Greg Gardner is the COO of the Western Hockey League and joins us on the phone from Calgary. First of all, Greg, what an idea to chronicle this outstanding year of draft eligible prospects. How did this all come together?
Yeah, well, at the start of the year, we were kind of looking at unique storylines that we could kind of produce for our fans, and we felt like this one is one of the exceptional ones, that we felt like this is a draft class that I think the Western Hockey League hasn't seen in decades, and we really wanted to showcase the talent that the young players have in the Western Hockey League, and no better way than providing some behind-the-scene footage and capturing this through a docuseries throughout the course of the year.
There's no doubt that WHL fans really get a kick out of what happens behind the scenes and, you know, some of this extra footage that usually people aren't privy to here. And there's a lot of work that goes into this here. So let's talk about the planning behind this and the cooperation this takes.
Yeah, so this started right at the beginning of the year. And what we've kind of done is mapped out trips with our communications department to travel and capture the behind-the-scenes footage throughout the Western Hockey League. And provide fans with footage that they're not used to seeing. And right now, obviously, there's a need and a desire from a fan standpoint to see the behind-the-scene footage, as you saw with the F1 Drive to Survive and other docuseries. So we felt this was a unique opportunity to highlight this draft class and provide fans footage that they haven't seen before.
You know, a lot of attention on Connor Bedard for World Juniors, and he'll be as well featured in this, but it's deeper than that. I mean, there is a lot of O5s here around the league to focus on here for the draft.
That's exactly right, and as you mentioned, it's kind of led by Connor Bedard and obviously what he did around World Juniors, but I think it's kind of getting overlooked of the depth of the draft class that the Western Hockey League has this year with now with the updated ratings. I think we've got 10 A ratings in the NHL Central Scouting, and there's the Zach Benson from Winnipeg, Andrew Crystal in the Kelowna Rockets, and obviously the year that he's having that's kind of not gone unnoticed, but a little bit overshadowed by Connor Bedard, but that's an exceptional season he's having. Lucas Dragicevic with Tri-City Americans, Riley Height in Prince George. So the depth that we have right now that is the A ratings in those first rounders may be something that we haven't seen in the Western Hockey League to date.
Now, the docuseries, episode one, the premiere comes out January 19th. That's a Thursday. It goes all the way basically up until the draft in July 20th here. And some of the access for this show is really unprecedented. I mean, I've been in the league 20 years, and I'd love to have this access. Power play meetings, pregame speeches, intermissions. I mean, this goes pretty deep, doesn't it?
Yeah, it sure does, and that's exactly it, and I think why it's so unique is we've never really captured this type of footage before, and so to be able to go in and see behind the scenes of what the preparation goes into, not only the full season that these players are going through, but the individual games, and providing those fans those footage of power play meetings and so forth, as well as kind of some humanizing stories from parents and some, I guess, experts in analysis like TSN's Craig Button that we don't typically get to see, where it can highlight all around these Western Hockey League players. And the biggest thing is this is content that's needed and desired by the fans, but they haven't seen it before. So I think it's going to be unique and extremely exciting.
Greg, where can fans get their hands on this Road to Nashville series? What's the best way to access it on the 19th?
Yeah, so this will be exclusively on WHL Live on CHL TV, which can obviously sign up for account on WHL Live, and you'll be able to access this for free. It is provided through Roku, Apple TV. It's also on the web and mobile, so that is your number one spot to see it, is WHL Live on CHL TV, where you can also capture all these players playing live games throughout the season.
This is going to be great stuff. I know when Sportsnet did the Road to the Memorial Cup a few years back, it was really gripping things that fans normally wouldn't get a chance to see. So we look forward to WHL Behind the Scenes, the Road to Nashville 2023. Greg Gardner, the COO of the WHL, thanks for the breakdown.
Thanks for having me, John.
The Western Hockey League Player of the Week.
Hey, what a week for Moose Jaw Warriors forward Atlee Calvert. 5 goals and 3 assists for 8 points in just 3 games. It's the best stretch of his WHL career, and voice of the Warriors, James Gallo, has more.
Atlee, the first Moose Jaw Warrior to accomplish this feat, I guess. So let's talk about last week. Why do you feel, or what were you, do you feel were key contributors to your success?
I think we played a lot of good hockey last week as a team. I think especially on the power play too. The power play is really clicking last week, and when that happens, then guys have good weeks, and last week was a good indicator of that.
You're leading the team with 22 goals, and you're leading the team in power play goals. So, I mean, success as a team helps individually as well.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, when you play on good teams and you play with good players, then it doesn't really matter who's putting the puck in the net, but as long as it ends up there, and especially when you have a good power play, that that definitely helps too.
I know you spent some time with different guys all throughout last week, but maybe talk about some of the guys you're playing with.
Whether it was me and Larry for the most part of the week, and then with the difference, and then Korzak and Jaeger too. So they're all great players, and I enjoy playing with whoever on our team.
Hushaw Warrior forward Atlee Calvert, the WHL Player of the Week. Atlee, you know, you're having success posting career highs and goals and points. As you continue on, how do you build in consistency throughout the course of the season?
Yeah, I think that's the biggest question in hockey. I think to be consistent is the biggest thing, and I think it's just you got to do the details right every day, and I think it's always comes down to the little things and doing those right, and then that that results in the bigger things.
Yeah, you talk about the bigger picture. How do the little details help the big picture for the Warriors?
Yeah, I think we got to come to work every day, and we got to do those little things right, and I mean, there's going to be off days, but at the end of the day, if you resort back to those, then you're going to be in pretty good shape.
Attended Buffalo Sabres rookie camp in the fall. How did that experience help you coming into the season?
Yeah, I think it showed me the next level for sure, and I think taking little tricks from that and little details from there has really helped me this year and grow as a player.
What are some of the little tricks that you took away from that experience that have helped you throughout the course of the season?
I think playing without the puck is the biggest thing. I think when you get to the next level, it's when you do play without the puck, that's the biggest separator, and everyone's super skilled, so I mean the skills are all the same, but it's playing without the puck, it's playing away from the puck, and
The first Hushaw Warrior to be named WHL Player of the Week is Atlee Calvert. Congratulations, Atlee. Good luck to you and the organization here in the second half of the regular season.
Thank you.
Hey, that's the show. Big thanks to Brian Munns in Winnipeg, James Gallo as well, and Moose Jaw for their help. I'm John Keane. Thanks for listening.